Hello, everyone. Welcome to the seminar. There we go. We're just loading up. We've got some more people coming, so we'll just wait a few minutes, make sure everybody's in, and then we can get going. If you guys don't have the PDF that I had made for you guys, you can check in the chat. There is a download link for it. If you haven't downloaded already, I will be referencing it from time to time. We will keep it nice and open as well. So, yeah, it'll be nice and fun today. Nice and easy as well, but very fundamental. So hopefully everyone's rearing to go. There'll be lots of clapping. So I apologize if it's cold. It's cold here up in Edinburgh. And always warm up your hands before clapping. So I think that's the PDF. It's just been put up again if you guys need it. Let's see. Lovely, guys. If you guys want to communicate with me, just post up on the chat. Let me know where everyone's from. Ah, we got someone from France. Hello. Also from... Oh, thank you very much. It is cold, yeah. North Carolina, USA. Amazing. Wonderful. I'm here in sunny Scotland from Germany. Hello. Welcome, welcome. New Jersey, Texas. I have never been to any of these places. I've been to Germany. Never been to Oregon. Sounds amazing. Somerset, UK. Ah, hello, hello there. Close to this side. Wonderful. We'll just keep it open for a little bit longer and then we'll jump into it. Washington State. That's nice. South Wales. Amazing. From Holland. Hello. How's it going? From Greenwich, London. Very, very nice. I was in Greenwich a couple years ago. I really like the observatory. The observatory is definitely a wonderful little park down that side. Wonderful. That is great, guys. We'll hold it off for 30 more seconds and then I'll get going. Hearing some frantic typing in the background. And it's gone. There we go. All right. Cool. So just to thanks so much, Tomlin. So just to kind of keep housekeeping, down to a minimum, to communicate with me, write a message in the chat. I'll try to get to everyone as quick as I can. What I want to do, is just basically run through some basic rhythmic concepts, and it's gonna be a good hour, I feel, and I hope you guys get to take a lot from this. Also, everyone's muted just for the sake of noise. If we do need to unmute each other for whatever reason, I will attempt at doing that. The whole purpose of today is rhythm. Now, just some background from my side, guys. I have been a professional musician now for, I don't even know how long now. About 15 years. I studied down in South Africa. I did a degree in composition and performance. I specialized in jazz drums in particular, and composition for big band, for orchestra, for film music. So I really love working with ensembles. That is my passion, I think. A lot of the projects that I work with, I really enjoy working with musicians from all sorts of backgrounds, from different styles and genres. I have quite the passion for jazz, for blues, for folk music. I love all of that. So I think when Tomlin approached me and said that he thinks that the harmonica students would take that that would take some that would take advantage of me kind of coming on and giving you some rhythmical aspects. It's all about the blues, and that's where that modern, almost Western rhythm comes from, and it comes from blues. It comes from the heart of Africa, I've got some experience in that, so hopefully I can translate that onto you guys. And yeah, if you have any questions, throw it in the chat and I'll get to it. Cool. Lovely. When you said hand clapping, yes, indeed. Indeed. There's going to be lots of clapping today. So, guys, my main goal for today is to talk about this idea of pulse. Now, I call the lesson, Where's Your Pulse? There's a reason why. When we listen to music, there are a number of factors that we use to determine where we are in a tune, all right? So we use things like tempo, we use things like pulse, we use things like time. Now, those are three different words. They have three different meanings, but I really want to gravitate to the idea of pulse. Now, pulse, as we know, it would essentially come from the term of our heartbeat. It kind of drives the whole mechanism that is our body. And pulse in music has the exact same concept. It drives the momentum of the song, of the tune, of the composition. So when we listen to something, we naturally find a pulse, right? And whenever we think of essentially identifying pulse, if we were to listen to a song, for instance, or, we listen to the drums, we listen to the piano, we listen to the bass, we listen to the guitar. But what I found really interesting was that with the harmonica in particular, it's like it has two roles. It can be an accompanying instrument. And I've heard many, many records where the harmonica itself is very much this driving force. Chuck, 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 chuck. It's got that chugging notion essentially that drives that shuffle feel. All right, it can also be used as a soloing instrument. So when you're playing melodic lines, this is where it gets interesting, and this is where I want us to kind of focus on today, where whenever we're playing melodic lines, so we're not playing the rhythm, ba 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 ba, we're playing long lines that float over that rhythm, there is something that always happens. It is always It's a common human nature characteristic, is that everybody loses time, or what should I say more often happens, everyone rushes. Now, the reason why I say everyone rushes, the moment we start doing something, anything, when we start talking, when we start getting excited, when we start clapping along, we get excited. And when we get this is a natural occurrence, because we get excited, our natural tempo starts to speed up. If you're ever giving a speech, for instance, and you get excited during a speech or a bit nervous, like I tend to do, I start talking quite quickly. And the same thing happens with music. And if you have a really nice riff like dunk get da 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 duck get da da, right? That always turns into 20, 30 bars down the line. How many bands I've played and where the singer will call, I hope you guys can hear the drums, where the singer or somebody will call, 1, 2, 3, and it's grooving at that tempo. And then we'll get like one little solo riff. And then it turns into this kind of up-tempo country tune, which nobody expected. And then everyone looks at the drummer and says, "What's wrong with you, man?" And I'm like, "It's not my job to keep time. Let me tell everyone, I'm just going to be upfront. The drummer's job is not to keep time. The drummer's job is to enforce pulse. Everyone's job is to keep time. And that is the one thing I will say, and that everybody that is working within the industry will agree with me, is that it's everyone's job to keep time. So that is something I hope to help everyone with today, where you can be the band leader, where you pull your harmonica out, you can count in, and the band is with you, locked in from beat one till the end of the tune, and they're like, man, that cat can play. So hopefully, let's just dive into it. So we're gonna go into the PDF, and I want to work down from the top. So let's first work with the counting system I'm trying to put across to you guys. So I've got this notation. If you look at I've got figure one. Just above figure one, I've got basic notation, right? It's basically a treble clef with a 4-4 time. So 4-4 time without, I don't want to get too much into music theory. That I'm leaving that at the door. Today we are just focusing on pulse and playing along with the music. I don't care about music theory for now. Basically, those are four crotches or four quarter notes in one bar. Okay? So basically, when I'm talking about one bar, I'm talking about a set of notes of a set of strong beats, right? So in the case of 4-4, that means there are four strong pulses in one set. So that's a bar. Simple as that, right? So if I say there's a two-bar count in at the intro, right? And I'm going 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, and then we go in, right? So that's essentially two bars, all right? Two bars of four is eight counts. Okay, so just so that you kind of keep in touch with the geography of the song, it's very important when someone says, how many bars are we playing? Because some people can count strong beats as something else. Sometimes you can feel something. If we have a groove that sounds a bit like this, right? Right? That sounds like 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. But some people can just say 1, 2, 3, 4. But that's actually two bars. So it's very important to kind of distinguish that geography, which is the real time. And we'll talk about this at the end of the PDF, and it's got a lot to do with the drums, and the reason being why it has so much to do with this instrument. Whenever you listen to your favorite records, the drummer usually gives it away, and it's good to understand what's going on behind this instrument from a very basic point of view. Basically, things like, what is the kick drum? That little drum down there that's got that nice low note. And what's the snare? Those two drums alone drive the whole pulse, and I will teach you at the end of the lesson how to identify that, and then you can take that forward into when you're listening your songs again. You can be like, okay, there's actually 12 bars here or 4 bars there. And especially when you're playing blues music, something like the 12 bar blues, as I'm sure you guys know, consists of 12 bars. If you're counting more or less, then you haven't got that geography down right. Okay, so back to the PDF. We've got this counting system. So we have essentially my simplified version of four black dots equals the pulse, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, okay? Now, I'm going to stick a click track on, which is a little metronome. I'm going to put it at, I'll put it at 95. Oh, where did it go? Sorry, one second. There we go. Let me put it down at 80 beats per minute. Bear with me, guys. Technology is always a is always a fun thing to tangle with. Can I just get some thumbs up if you guys can hear the metronome? Lovely. Cool. So, metronome is at 80 beats per minute, right? Just want us to clap along to the metronome. That's it for now. Nice and simple. So here we go. Really get that center. 3, 4. A good way to tell if you're in time is if you're clapping and can't hear the metronome. That means you're on the metronome. That means you're playing right on top of it. If you hear it just after, means you're rushing. If you hear it just before, means you're dragging. Okay. So really get that locked in. for. Now, because we're all humans and we can all multitask, figure two. There's a little chevron above the one. That means we are going to accent that beat. Accentuate, meaning to play louder, or in this case, to clap louder. I'll just put the metronome a little bit louder for you guys so you can hear. Cool. So let's count. Remember, now this time I want you guys to count out loud and clap, and we're going to accentuate that first count, right? So it'll sound like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Really get into that first one. Cool. All right, nice. Now, the reason why I want us to get into the habit of that is that we need to understand that just clapping along is one thing, but adding emphasis onto certain notes essentially drives another rhythmical character. Adding a bit of dynamic all of a sudden builds more groove and more tone. For instance, if I ask you all to pick up your harmonicas and to play me jan, ja, ja, just blow out da, da, da. But if I ask you to blow out harder on one, that is another characteristic. All of a sudden, the one becomes the really firm pulse there that drives the start of this bar. Now, let's move that chevron around. And this is why I kept it so simple, is that you guys can recreate these diagrams on a sheet of paper with a pen, and you can come up with your own exercises. This is what's so fun about rhythm exercises. You don't need books and YouTube videos to tell you what to do. You need a system that is as simple as this, and you make up your own exercises. If you practice enough random permutations of different rhythms, your rhythm will be so solid, and that's purely from you conjuring up your own rhythms. That's not me giving you stuff. You can come up with your own improvised rhythms and practice them and make them your own, okay? So let's try this, for instance. I want us to move that chevron onto beat four, okay? So this is what I want to add. I want to add another layer now, okay? We are shifting that chevron around, but I want us to still feel it, okay? So if you can, If your downstairs neighbors allow you, if you have downstairs neighbors, I want you to stomp your feet, right? This is essentially going to be your center or your pulse, okay? 1, 2, let me turn that off, apologies. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. So I want you to stamp your feet. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, and then clap on top. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Four. Lovely. Now let's keep this going. 3, 4. 1, 2. And now we're going to put the chevron, the accent, on the four. Okay? So the fourth count is going to be the loud one. So here we go. 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Very nice. It's feeling a bit like an aerobics lesson right now, but just bear with me for a bit. 2, 3, 4. Now, let's put two chevrons on there. Let's put 1 on 2 and 1 on 4, right? So 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Right. So this is all pretty straightforward. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's our backbeat. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, cool. So that's our backbeat there. All of a sudden, we're starting to see a link with how this instrument works now. Another thing that you can do is that you can also decide to take some notes out. So you don't have to clap every single one, right? So we can only decide to clap on 2 and 4, for instance, right? So we leave out 1 and 3, okay? So again, get your feet nice and grounded, 2, 3, and let's clap on 2 and 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, but your feet are stomping. 1, 2, 3, 4. They're on every single count. But up. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is where it's constant. Now, when I was walking to school back down in South Africa, it was quite a common thing for kids to clap along whilst they move. So if they were moving 1, 2, 3, 4, moving left, right, left, right, left, clap. 3, 4, left, right, 3, 4. Everybody walked to school like this. They had music in their culture, in their everyday life. And this rhythm is what I'm trying to teach today. I want this to become a natural part of how you move, of how you listen to music. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. If you want to do it at your next wedding, when you're on the dance floor, this also works. You look really cool when you're clapping along to 2 and 4. Understand something, guys. Clapping on 2 and 4 is way cooler than clapping on 1 and 3. Please avoid clapping on 1 and 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. Always clap on 2 and 4. Okay, lovely. Now, enough of the aerobics for a second. I want us to move down to the following figure 3. Now, this is where it gets a little bit interesting from a permutation point of view. So far, we've been doing downbeats, okay? Downbeats are those pulses. Now, but there are spaces in between pulses that we need to account for. Now, when it comes to blues music in general, I know that there is a, and this will be in the stuff that I teach down the line, there is very much this idea that things are shuffle and swing. Everybody has an idea of shuffle of swing? Yes, no, maybe. Has everyone heard of shuffle? All right, cool. Generally, so shuffle, as we know, that middle beat is shifted just to the side because there is, well, the way we like to count it, it's a triplet with the middle triplet taken out. So it's... right? But what we're going to do now is we're going to straighten it out, okay? So we're taking this. Okay? So we're going to straighten that shuffle to a complete straight groove, okay? Now, those little triangles, they represent the ands. Now, whenever you count, we always count, and I swear to you, every bandstand I've played on, somebody would have given me an instruction of, Veed, we've got a band figure on the and of 3 and the and of 4 on bar 2 or bar 3. And of 3, and of 4, or the and of 1, or the 1 and the and of 3. That there, I swear, that's it. There's no other band magic of how we all nail hits together. It's basically them saying and of 1 and and of 3. 1 or end of 2. That's the language that drummers use and that most musicians use when we have a certain rhythm that we're trying to put across here. So this is what I want to teach you guys, is how to think in this terminology. All right. So if you look at it, it's pretty straightforward. I still want you to stomp along to 1, 2, 3, 4. That's your pulse. That's your drive. Okay. But it's the figures in between, the triangles in between, those are your ands. So we count it. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 1, 2, 3, 4. Every beat I've played in my entire life has always started. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1. Okay. It's the basis of rhythm. So let's go again. I want us to now just stomp our feet. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, four, let's get a nice feel going on. And now I want us to count one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four. Now, everyone keep counting and keep stomping. Two and three and four. We're going to clap on two and four whilst we count this out loud, okay? Here we go. One and two and three and four and one and two and three and four. Both feet are stomping. Three and four. Clapping on two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two, three and four and one and two, three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four, one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four, one and two and three and four. Okay, now let's stop it for there. I'll give your hands a break, and let's see if I can get some audio playing. Now, there's a reason why I want you to feel this. I see that I'm secretly teaching you how to dance. That is not wrong. Definitely, dancing is very much a part of the culture. For us to really understand rhythm, and every time I play with really good musicians that really are tight musically, they dance on stage. They feel it in them. They have it in the rhythm. Every good drummer I've ever seen perform is dancing when they're grooving. The shoulders are into it because our four limbs are doing four different things, but we have this natural pulse, this natural feeling. So I want everybody to start moving more along to the music. When you hear something, really feel it, all right? So let's take something like this. I have prepared some musical examples that are pretty straightforward, but there's no groove attached to them. Okay, so that makes it interesting because how do you know where you are in the groove? Okay, so if we have something like, let's have a look here. I'm going to take something like this. All right, I'm going to loop this. Let's see if this works. All right, so that's just a two-bar loop of a clav, a funky clav. I love that instrument. What's really cool about it, lots of funk bands start off with just a clav essentially percussively playing a groove, and then the band is two, three, ka, ka, da, 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 ka. All right. Now, what I want us to hear when I play this, can you feel that pulse that I was talking about? All right. So this is where I can maybe start to kind of, you know, to start maybe playing along with the pulse. But I want to first see if everybody can kind of latch on to that groove. Okay, so I'll play it again. When you hear the track playing, first stomp your feet, find that pulse. Okay, find that pulse. And when you're feeling confident, maybe find the two and the four. One, two, three, four, right? That's what we're looking for, essentially. Just to gravitate around that groove, okay? So let us go with that again. I'm going to turn the metronome off so nobody has any sneak of what the tempo is. Here we go. Let's see how many of you got this right. A thumbs up for that was easy. That was kind of meh. That was hard. Can I see some? Okay. There we go. Okay, cool. Well, let's see if we can turn that around. So I'm going to play that again, right? I'm going to play the pulse with my kick drum first to get that pulse. And then the snare, that's my 2 and 4. So essentially, the groove will sound like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Can everybody hear that? Cool. Can everybody hear that? Cool. That's how drums work. My job is not that hard, I promise. Cool, here we go. Pretty straightforward now, because all of a sudden the drums gave you context. But when I started adding in that kick drum, did people start to latch on that that's where 1, 2, 3, and 4 was? And all of a sudden, when you started clapping along, did the music start to make a little bit more sense? It's always that concept where the moment you have the pulse, the music starts to make more sense. Because when you aren't given the pulse, usually because you're playing an instrument that doesn't provide that much of a pulse. For example, the clav there is giving pulse, but it's a bit vague, all right? So if I were to play that example again, but I have now simplified it. It's the exact same example, but I've simplified it, all right? It sounds like this. All right. Everyone stomp your feet. 2, 3, 4, 1. Let's see what that 2 and 4 is. I won't play it from the bar. See if you can. So if you're clapping the same time as me, then you're good. Was that a bit clearer now? It's much easier. There we go. It's much easier when there isn't too much percussive. What's the best way? If there isn't too much percussive articulation between the pulses, if the pulse is more obvious, we latch onto it much easier. Just remember, guys, if anybody has any questions, I'm just going to quickly read through here. Is there a row? Okay, I'll see if I can jump onto that, Jerry. I'll get on in a second. If anybody has any other questions, please drop me a link or drop me a message in the chat, and I will try answer to the best of my ability. Is there a way to rad rhythm? Jerry, if you could explain that for me a bit, I'm not 100% sure. Is there a way to rad rhythm? I'm not sure what that means. I feel like I'm not as cool because it sounds cool. So, but yeah, just let me know. Try and explain it for me, and I'll do my best to answer it. Okay. So, what we can do now is keep moving down the PDF. Now we're getting there. Now this is where it gets a bit fun. Read cool times. Oh, sorry. I should have paid attention to that. So there is a way to read rhythm. Reading rhythm is essentially music notation. Is I think the Western classical approach to do it. There are different ways of putting figures and rhythmical figures across. It's not just from Western classical music with our basic crotchet and stave system. We also have things like the Indian conical system, where they have, that is purely an oral teaching. It's very much a community-based driven oral teaching of rhythmic spoken word music. Also lots of tabla playing. They have lots of drums in their culture as well. And it says here, it seems like sometimes the second beat was silent. So that second beat, I'm not sure if it was silent from my side. So if we're talking about the downbeats, 1, 2, 3, 4, that second beat is essentially the backbeat, which I'll explain later. So hold on to that idea and I'll explain it in a moment. I do want to, however, jump onto figure four. Okay, now I've kind of thrown two or three layers of theory at you. It's a bit tricky to wrap your head around at first, but if you go through it nice and slow, bear with me. So figure four, okay? Now, what I've done is I've taken that 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, right? That 1 triangle, 2 triangle, 3 triangle, 4 triangle, right? And what I've done is now I've circled certain figures. Now, if I circle a triangle, all right, that's the and of 1, all right? So if I say the and of 1, that is the triangle after the number I'd called. So and of 1 is the first triangle. And of 2 is the second. And of 3 is the third. And of 4 is the fourth, as per usual. All right, so when we talk about the ands, and I say, guys, I want you to clap on the and of 2 and the and of 4. When you hear that, process that as the way I've showed you here on the page. Circle the and of 2 and the and of 4. Now, you can do this at home. You can write out your own, come up with your own rhythms, and clap along to them. Right, just by circling random numbers and random triangles, all of a sudden you'll start to generate your own rhythms. And 9 times out of 10, because music has been a part of human culture for centuries, 9 times out of 10 is that you probably would have played a rhythm that already exists in musical culture. Okay, so let's take this rhythm for instance. Okay, now this is a rhythm, I think I've played it a couple of times. I don't think it's necessarily a very popular rhythm. I've definitely seen it before, but I want us to try and clap along to it. Now, the reason why I want you to stamp along and clap, right, is because this is very translatable to your harmonica. If you are stamping your feet whilst playing on top of that, you will never lose time. And that is something I really want to translate over to you guys. Okay, so let's try figure four. Okay, so I want us to go nice and slow. We'll just look at the first line first. So this is a 2-bar phrase, okay? So remember, 2 bars are 2 sets of 4. So this is an entire phrase. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and, okay? So putting that together, I've split it for now, so we'll learn the I will learn the top half, and then we'll learn the bottom half, okay? So let's try this, okay? I'll count, and what I want you to do is stomp your feet and count out loud. So stomp on 1, 2, 3, 4. Count out loud. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Okay, so this is now the norm. 3 and 4. Every time you listen to music, 2 and 3. You need to stay in time. 1 and 2 and 3. By counting aloud and stomping on the downs. Now, 3 and 4. Now you're gonna clap, right? What is circled? Okay, 1 and 2 and 3. So we'll go nice and slow. The first line only, okay? Here we go. So, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And 1 and 2 and 3. Only a top line. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Good. Is everybody okay with the top line? Do I need to run it through one or more times? Okay, I'll do it one more time. a little bit slower, and I'll speed up gradually. One and two and three and clap along. One and two and three and four. And 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 one and two and three and four. Okay. Let's see if we can add in that second line. So I'll run through the second line twice or three times, and then we'll put it together. Okay. Second line goes like this. Two and three and four. And one and 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 two and three and four. And all right, let's see if we can put everything together now. So this is a whole phrase. Now, if I were to play it at tempo, it sounds a bit like this. So that's it at full tempo, okay? I'm not counting there, just to kind of see that that sounds ambiguous, right? That doesn't sound like there's got a a rhythmic pulse there, but there is one, okay? So let's go nice and slow. Stomp on every count, please, or move your body if you can. Try shrug your shoulders a bit, you know, but we have to get that feeling of the pulse. You got to dig into it. One, two, and three. The whole thing now, top and bottom. Ready? Here we go. One and two and three and four. And one and two and three and four. And one and two and three and four. And one and two and three four. And one and two and three and four. And one and two and three four. And one and two and three and four. Ah, my bad. One, two, and three, and four, and one, and 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 two, three, and four, and one, and two, and three, and four, speeding up. And two and three and four and one 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 and two and three and four and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and da da two and da and da 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 one and two and three four and one and two and three and four and all right, cool. Now, I know I've seen a lot of sighs there. Is everyone okay? It's tricky, I know. The thing is, the whole point is to start slow. Again, this has been an hour seminar, and I'm trying to condense everything because I'm trying to give you as much information as possible because this will be learned at home by you guys practicing. I wish there was an hour lesson on making me great at anything. I'd go be a brain surgeon in an hour if I could, but rhythm is just as difficult. I promise you that. It's that thing where you need to practice and you have to have it in your system every day until it's second nature, until you're not even counting anymore. It's a part of your system. So that rhythm, right, is quite fascinating because one, it's quite a Latin-y sound. I've made a little rhythm here. Where is it here? Figure four. Let's have a look. So I'm going to play it, and this is what it sounds like. So if I had to count that, one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four. So what that rhythm is trying to teach you essentially is that there can be a clave or a rhythmical figure. Now, the word clave is a Latin term essentially used to signify a rhythmical figure that is repeated over and over again, right? So when I talk about clave, that's what that means. Certain claves don't play on the one or the two or the three or the four. Sometimes they'll just play on all the offs. And depending on which culture it comes from, they can usually hear and latch on to, okay, well, that's on all the offs, and we know naturally where that downbeat is. So it's good to see it in front of you as is so that you can kind of essentially visualize what you're clapping, okay? So I kind of want to talk about one more rhythm, essentially, that will kind of... It's a bit of a strange one. I speak of it right at the end of the PDF. Thank you so much. I'm glad you enjoyed the session. So there is a rhythm called a partido alto. Now it is a Brazilian rhythm. And what's really interesting about that one is that it's very difficult to kind of latch onto if you've never heard it before. So I'm going to play this partido alto, and that was are the same with that little funky clav sound. And I want you guys to hear if you can latch on to that pulse. And it's quite jarring at first, so here it goes. So I'm not gonna give you a pulse just yet. Try and feel it. Give you pulse. See that? The pulse is... It's not on the one. One, two, three, four. Go around playing that rhythm all day. It's really fun. So, guys, basically, when you are approached or when you see a rhythm like that that starts to panic you, okay, stop for a second and really try feel the pulse. Now the partido alto, is there a specific rhythm that makes reggae reggae? There is a specific rhythm that makes reggae reggae. I'll play it for you quickly. That's the rhythm. It's still there. Sorry, my drums kind of glitched out there when I was trying to play reggae. What I'm trying to essentially show you guys, the partido alto is a really extreme case. So don't stress too much if you didn't hear that. But when I started to play over it, all of a sudden it started to make musical sense to you because you had the drums to latch onto. Okay. Now on the last PDF, I have written out essentially what the drums do. Okay, the drums there very much play 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and on very conventional 4/4 straight rock beats or pop beats or even folk beats. That is what we play. The weird UFO sounding, the UFO looking symbol on top, that is my hi-hat. Okay, the feet are my kick drum, and the snare is the little drum icon, right? And I've accented 2 and 4 because 2 and 4 is our backbeat, okay? So if you were to look at that, right? 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. The hi-hat is played on all the counts, right? Let's add my kick drum. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And 1 and 2 and 3. Snare drum on 2 and 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Now, if you can hear that in a song, You can count along to music. I promise you. Try and hear the 2 and 4 and the 1 and 3 in records and be like, I can hear the snare drum now. I can hear the bass drum, what it's doing. I can hear the hi-hat. It's keeping time. It's playing 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and, right? Another name given to 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and is eighth notes. Reason why it's eighth notes, if you count them up all together, there are 8 of them, all right? 8 eighths make up a whole. So whenever I say we're counting eighth notes, that's what I'm doing. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and, okay? So I'm going to play a few more examples here. Let's try something a bit more... let's try something less funky, okay? Let's try something like this. Let's try a guitar riff, for instance. See if we can hear the pulse. I'll give it to you one more time, and then I'm going to play it. Here we go. Can you still hear that? Can you still feel that? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. I'm going to try one more little cheeky example. This one is a bit of the Motown variety, if there's any Motown fans. God knows I'm a Motown fan. So here we go. Tap along. Find that pulse. If you're lost, this one kind of gives it away. The first one, when there's a big gap, the first one after, that's the one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Clap your hands. So, I'm going to see if anybody has asked any questions. Some of these rhythms make your stomach and patting your head seem easier. That's true. If you want to be a drummer, this is the universal signifier that you can split your limbs between two different actions. Yes, Urban Smash to everyone. That is correct. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. That is reggae. Thank you very much, my man. How many kinds of shuffle are there from Bob? Now, I'll be honest with you, man. There is a whole spectrum. There is a whole spectrum of shuffle. Now, I was hoping to, in a later seminar, to open up a dialogue between what kinds of shuffle there are. There are so many different kinds. I'm not saying that there are specific shuffles, essentially. There is the concept that when we first interpreted a shuffle, we interpreted it from a very Western musical approach where we split it up into three triplets and took out the middle triplet, and that's now a shuffle, all right? Basically, I always thought, or from what I kind of made sense of it, is that when guys were first playing the guitar, especially like a nice bluesy riff, that hand motion of going up and down was always uneven. And they didn't know what one and two and three and four was. Nobody was like, that wasn't even really a thing in classical music. This is a very metronomic way of playing music. Okay. So that kind of second kind of pickup to the downbeat is always a bit offset. And that's what we feel as the shuffle rhythm. And I'll talk about that more in my next seminar, hopefully, because it's a very interesting topic. Essentially, there is a spectrum of shuffle and it changes from the pre-war blues era straight into like the Chicago kind of mid-50s, 60s blues era, all the way into, Delta blues and Delta blues and Hillman blues, for example, Delta blues and Hill Country blues, for instance, have two different shuffle feels entirely. And that's so wonderful to get really nerdy about it. But it's I'm sure it's a bit maybe too nerdy. But anyway, yeah. If there are any other questions, please let me know. Sorry you were late, man. Something to do with syncopation. So I'll answer that. I'm glad you found that helpful, Jerry. Thanks so much. So syncopation, quick thing of syncopation. This is exactly what we've been doing. Syncopation is essentially playing against something, okay? So when you syncopate two things together, it's because we have one thing that runs a certain way and the other thing that runs another certain way. So there's two kind of feels that are playing against each other that give us a certain sound. So a syncopated rhythm would be something like 1, 2, 3, 4. That's just basically me syncopating two rhythms onto each other. Instead of doing this, where two of them were essentially they're all playing together in unison, right? That's not syncopation. That's all being played in unison. When you've got a bunch of different rhythms, that there is essentially three or four rhythms playing three or four different melody lines and syncopating against each other. And that is the kind of definition of it if I were to play it to you. Essentially two elements or two rhythmic elements playing off of each other to generate a whole new rhythmical concept. All right. Cool. I'm glad you're looking forward to that session on shuffle. Just a quick little note to close off, guys. I really want you to take this PDF, print it out, or you don't even need to print it out. Just draw that little bar line with the 1, 2, 3, and 4 with little triangles and circle beats that sound interesting to you. Play them out. They can be completely random, and you'll see it, once you start speeding them up, getting faster and faster, they start to sound like they start to sound like actual bits of music that you would have heard at some point in your life. So translate that onto your instrument. So pick up your harmonica and start, I wish I had some more technical know-how on harmonica, but just straightforward blows or draws, right? That kind of emphasize a certain rhythmical figure that you would have circled. Or for instance, if you remember from our second figure actually, where I've accented the first one, right? Do like quieter blows or draws on 1, 2, 3, 4, but on the first draw where there's an accent, blow or draw harder into that. That'll give you a whole new different feeling, okay? Now, understand, you can also do this not with your, not just with the pulses, but with the offs as well. So you can accent certain offbeats and onbeats. You can play every single one, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, and, right? But you can choose to accent any one of those whilst clapping all of them or playing all of them. So I'm still clapping every single one, but I'm actually playing figure four. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. That there gives a feeling of forward momentum with the kaka 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 kaka. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. I play. apply that to your instrument. Do basic little exercises just on one note and see if you can start to move around your harmonica with these rhythmical figures. You'll see it starts to generate a whole new side of your playing that, you know, nobody really chats about, because essentially what I'm teaching you here is essentially drum theory and drum knowledge. But this is applied to every instrument. And usually some of the better players I've seen, better guitar players, better saxophone players, better harmonica players, they can play the drums somehow. And I'm like, wow, this is there is a link between, you know, having good rhythm and having good groove on your instrument that doesn't necessarily have to be a drum or anything. It can be something as simple as a wind instrument that generates a certain pulse. So don't go out and buy drum sets now, even though I really want everyone to own a drum set at some point in their life. Don't go out and buy drum sets just yet. Hands and feet are all you need. You can practice all of this with clapping, with stomping, and counting out loud. Please start there. Translate it onto your instrument. Play some of these figures that we've done today onto your instrument and experiment, guys. This is limitless. You can go on forever and ever with this. And I've given you 2 or 3 exercises, okay? So I really hope you guys enjoyed this lesson. I'm just having a quick read through. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate all the wonderful compliments. If you guys liked what I did today, I've really enjoyed teaching here. I think there might be some more content coming out soon, and I really do want to try and spread as much awareness to good time, good rhythm. No, like, we don't all have to be drummers, but we can have good time. That is achievable, and I believe in it, and I really hope that you guys took a lot from this lesson. And thank you so much for tuning in, taking an hour of your time to listen to me babble and play drums. I appreciate it. And yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure. If there's any last minute questions, you can throw them in my way. Otherwise, yeah, thank you so much for tuning in, guys. And yeah, I'll hopefully see you all soon. Wonderful. Thanks, guys. Thanks very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Crystal, thanks so much. Thanks, Ellen. Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Jerry. I'll keep stomping you too, man. See ya. Bye-bye.